Praise God. Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10 and verse 1. And the Bible says there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. Thy prayers and thine alms have come up for a memorial. Everybody said a memorial. A memorial. A memorial is a reminder. If you go to the cemetery, it is filled with memorials, headstones that remind us of the one that we love that has passed from this life. And I believe tonight the Lord is keeping record of everything that we do, and there is a memorial that we are building and that is going to be revealed in the last day. How many of you believe that tonight? Amen. I believe that with all of my heart. Praise God. Let's pray together right now and let's ask for the help of the Lord. Father, we thank you for the word of God tonight. Thank you for truth. Thank you for the anointing. I'm asking you to anoint the word to our ears, to our hearts. Touch us in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Why don't you just give God thanks right now? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I do want to say it's good to have my daughter here and my grandson here. Amen. We're already getting wound up for the holidays. Half of one of the presents has already been opened. Amen. It's just too much temptation that's around the place. But I think that's part of the fun right there. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. You know, it's easy to view the things that we do for the Lord as sometimes as ineffective, unrecognized, and not recorded at all. I want to encourage us tonight that everything that's done for the Lord, no matter how small and no matter how large it is, in God's eyes, it is an investment that is recorded. And not only is it an investment, but it is a memorial that one day will be remembered by Him. Praise God. And if someone tonight is discouraged, I want to encourage you tonight to continue doing the right thing. Amen. Because everything that you do for the Lord will be rewarded. Praise God. I don't want you to leave discouraged here tonight. Now, when we talk about building a memorial or a record or a reminder that God would be reminded of what we have done in this life, we've got to look at a scripture in the Song of Solomon, Song of Solomon chapter 2 and verse 15. Very familiar scripture. Take us the foxes, the little foxes. Everyone said the little foxes. The little foxes that spoil the vines, for our grapes have tender grapes. Amen. I want to give us tonight a reminder that it is the little things in life that are very important. It's usually not the big things, but it's usually the little things that are so very important. I hope you all will help me here tonight. Amen. Because I want to give us a reminder that these little things are so very important. Because little things, when they are added up, they become big things. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. in Mark chapter 14 and verse 3, a little story here. I felt to bring this back to our remembrance tonight. Mark chapter 14 and verse 3, and read down through verse 9. Brother Reed, if you're there, I'd like for you to read that for me, verses 3 through verse 9.
And being in Bethany, in the house he spoken of for a memorial of her.
Amen. Somebody said a memorial.
A memorial.
A memorial. It will be remembered throughout generations. Now I want to just look at this a little bit here tonight, kind of dissect it just a little. The Bible says, as he sat at meat. Now, here in America, in the Western world, we don't do things like they used to do in the Eastern world. They did not sit down to their meal like we do. They didn't pull up a chair, but they had a recliner. Now, think about having dinner like this. They would basically lay down in a reclined position on something the length of a couch. And in Matthew chapter 23 and verse 6, she came up therefore behind him as he lay reclined at the table, and bending down over the couch, poured the anointment on his head and his feet. Amen. That's not the exact wording. But she came and she probably was kneeling down at his feet. She wiped them with her hair. And this was Mary. This is Mary. And John chapter 11 and verse 1 tells us that this was indeed Mary and not just some person that was anonymous. John chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And so looking at it a little bit further, Luke chapter 10 and verse 38, if we'll look at that for just a moment here tonight, I want to just try to give us a little bit of something to think about during the course of the rest of the week here. Luke chapter 10 and verse 38. Now it came to pass as they went, he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Now there was something in the attitude of Martha and of Mary. And we've talked about this before. I've ministered along this line before. But Martha was cumbered about many, many things. And the scripture talks about it here in verse 40. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. I don't know for sure, but this may have been the very instance where Mary got into a lot of trouble as far as people are concerned. She got on the wrong side of her sister Martha. Martha was cumbered about many things. There were so many things she had to do. And if I ask for a show of hands of you ladies that get all keyed up when you're going to have a big meal and making sure everything is just right, I thank God for ladies like that. Praise the Lord. No? I do. Because everything is just right, and it's a wonderful thing. And yet Mary sat at the feet of Jesus Christ, and as he was speaking and talking and so forth. She was just marveling at the words that came out of his mouth, and there he was reclining. I don't know if I could eat a meal like that. If you could just imagine in your mind laying down on a couch and reaching over and picking up food and eating it. I just don't know if I could do that. And Martha was coming and putting food out so that they could eat it in that fashion. And after a while, she got a little upset with Mary. And yet, what we can see tonight is that Mary had an attitude about her. And folks, we've got to have an attitude about us. Jesus answered unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Amen. So there were little things that Mary had done in her life, little things that added up, and the Bible says that the time came when the Lord said that you have a memorial and it's going to be spoken about through all generations. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
I hope you can see what I'm trying to say here tonight. Because this small act of anointing his head and anointing his feet, it was noted by the Lord. For you see, tonight, it's not the big things that you do. It's the little things that add up. Thank God for the big things that we can do for the Lord. But thank God for all the little things that we can do. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 58. Let's turn there tonight. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Praise the Lord. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Everybody said steadfast.
Steadfast.
Everybody said unmovable.
Unmovable.
Everybody said always abounding in the work of the Lord. All right, steadfast. That actually means immovable. You can't be moved from your position. Abounding means to superabound in quantity or quality, or to be in excess. Amen. And so he says to be immovable, and he says to be always abounding in the work of the Lord. Praise God. Going to be as solid as a rock when it comes to doing things for the Lord. I'm not going to have to be persuaded. I'm not going to have someone intimidate me to do anything for the Lord, but I've got it down deep in my heart. Amen. Thank God for every one of you that are here tonight. I want you to know it is being written down in a book, God's book, that you were here and that you worshiped Him and you spent time in prayer. It may seem like it is not something that is recorded, but I want you to know everything that you do for God is recorded, and one day will be your memorial. Praise God.
Amen.
And so Mary got her memorial. Acts chapter 10 and verse 1, I'm actually just looking at the two places in the New Testament where it talks about a memorial. Acts chapter 10 and starting with verse 1, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man, one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God alway. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in unto him, saying unto him, Cornelius, and when he looked upon him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And so if you look at the description of this man, Cornelius, you can see that he had what I would call a life of giving. Amen. He was a giver. He was a giver of his time. He was a giver of his treasure. And no doubt he was a giver of his talents. He was a man that loved to give. He was steadfast in his giving. And I've got a feeling tonight that what he did was not always big things, and wasn't something that was really in our mind and our heart as a notable act. But his life was one of giving. The Bible says he gave alms. That's where he would spend a day fasting, and then he would take the money that he would have spent to eat and give it to someone that didn't have anything to eat. And his alms were no doubt, the Bible says he gave much alms, and so there was a big thing that he did. But I've got a feeling that the big thing here that was recorded, that he gave much alms, I think it's more of quantity than of quality. In other words, I don't think that he probably dumped all of the money that he had set aside for the poor and given it just to one individual. There were probably days when Cornelius just gave a few coins. Amen. But then there were other days when no doubt he gave an excess of money to help someone that was really in need. Amen. And the Bible says he gave alms, and they began to add up over time. He was a man of prayer. Everybody said prayer.
Prayer.
Now, sometimes the prayers that this man prayed were very lengthy. And no doubt there are times that when we get in prayer, it goes on and on. How many knows anything about that tonight? Some of us do, praise the Lord. And we spend a good amount of time in prayer. But I don't really think that it's altogether the length of our prayers. Jesus condemned the Pharisees for having long prayers. And it really didn't add up to a whole lot in God's eyes. But I've got a feeling that there were days that he had a good amount of prayer. And then there were other days where things that came along didn't give him the opportunity to do that. You know what I'm talking about? Amen. And no doubt during the course of the day, he would just say a prayer to the Lord. He didn't even know the Lord, but he would just say a prayer in his heart or speak it out in his mouth as he was traveling down the road to go somewhere. And it was added up. That little thing that he did was added up along with the big things. Amen. And these prayers were recorded and added up over time. The Bible says that he fasted. He was on his fourth day of fasting. Now, in order to build a memorial, you don't have to fast 4 days every week. Amen. Thank God for that. And I've got a feeling that there were times that Cornelius fasted for 4 days, maybe sometimes even more. But there were also days that Cornelius may have just had the opportunity to fast one meal. And so he fasted one meal to break down his flesh and to be as sensitive as he could to God. He had a genuine faith in the Lord. And the long fasts and the short fasts begin to add up. Amen. I'm talking about building a memorial in your life. Amen. I would like for you to notice tonight that Cornelius wasn't even saved, but all that he had invested in his future began to add up. I don't know how long it was that he prayed and gave alms and fasted and lived for God with all of his house, but no doubt many, many, many years went by, and the years and the days and the months begin to add up. It's an awful lot like investing for your future. You start out very small. The record of your investments, of the money that you've laid aside, doesn't look like anything whatsoever. I talked about this over the weekend. But there is a day that you look at all the days of little investments. Every week, a small investment. Other times, a larger investment. And then you add the interest that accumulates on top of that, and it becomes something that is very, very big. I believe tonight that's the way it is in serving God. Somebody said amen if you believe that. We're investing in something tonight. Amen. And everything you do for the Lord is recorded, and it's going to be brought up. Daniel chapter 7 and verse 10, and you don't have to turn there, but Daniel recorded a fiery stream that issued and came forth from before him. Thousands, that's millions, thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000, that is multiple millions that were set before him, and the judgment was set, and the books were opened. I've got a feeling tonight that the books that are going to be opened are going to be the works, the good deeds, the things that we have done for God. Amen. We didn't build the church with pews just to sit on a pew, but God called us to be involved in the work of God and to do something for the Lord. Somebody said amen. Amen. I want to close tonight with Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12. And the Bible says, I saw the dead, small and great. Everybody said small.
Small.
And great.
Great.
Small and great. Stand before God, and the books were opened. I'm telling you, the books, I think, are going to be the 66 books of your Bible. But I believe that it is a book that is written of your deeds. Amen. I have a little situation. I won't go into detail. But if I drive a certain distance, I record it down. And if I spend any money, I record it down. And I've got several pages of dates and records of different things that I have done. And I got it out here just the other day, and I looked at it, and I thought to myself, look at all these little things, these little inputs into this little book that I've got here, and it's adding up very, very quickly. Amen. I've spent more, I've done more than I ever thought that I had done. Amen. But that's exactly what's going to happen at the end. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, notice, according to their works. Praise God. What you do with your life, now think about it, and maybe I can bring this into Christmas real quickly here, but when the Lord came, he didn't come in all of his glory. He came as a little bitty baby. And he came in a little manger filled with hay, as they were singing tonight. Amen. He grew up. He was a little two-year-old, like my grandson that's here tonight. And I'm real excited about that.
Amen.
Amen. And he grew and had to learn how to talk. He had to learn how to walk. He had to learn everything that you and I had to learn. And some days, there were days that probably Mary thought, is this boy ever going to pick this up? Is he ever going to learn this? Amen. I want you to know that God chose that path of adding up little things so that it would become something big. Your tithing, your ministry, your prayer, your fasting, your giving to the poor, church attendance, giving offerings, giving a cup of water to someone in need, sweeping the church, picking up a piece of trash that has blown onto the church property. Amen. Do you get the idea tonight?
Amen.
I'm not here just because I'm supposed to be here. I'm here because I want to do something for God.
Amen.
Amen. Start investing right now. Amen. Brother Deontay, don't get discouraged if you don't see any results from your business cards. Don't do that. You're investing. And every time you do that, it's recorded in heaven, and it's going to be brought back up. Praise God. And that goes for everybody else that's here. Let's stand together tonight. Thank God. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight? Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God. We need to pray for Brother Mike. He'll be traveling. The popes are traveling. And I don't know if anyone else is going to be traveling. I did speak to Brother Keith yesterday or today. I believe it was yesterday. And he's been sick. And I don't like that word. But I told him that we would pray for him. Brother Tucker has indeed come down with COVID and has already had to go to the hospital once, and we need to pray for him. And Annette has been very sick. She is on the mend. Thank God for that. And we want to pray for her as well. Amen. I tell you what, in some of these folks' situations, Brother Tucker has told me that some days it's very, very difficult. 50-plus years married to that same lady, and a big hole has been torn out in his heart. I'll tell you what, I want to give. I want to just make a phone call. And if you're too busy to do that, just maybe once in a while, then I'm telling you what, you're too busy. Your book's going to be empty when life is all over with. Amen. But if we will just do little things, just a few minutes of time to tell someone, I'm praying for you, I care about you, and I'm interested in you. Amen. I'm telling you what, it will go a long, long way for your memorial. Amen. We have a memorial in the Lord tonight. It's a cross. It culminated in a cross. It culminated in a resurrection and an ascension and a promise of eternity with Him. Praise God. How can we do any less? We can't. Amen. So enjoy yourself this Christmas holiday, but remember as you go through it, find somebody that you can bless. If it's just a word of encouragement, I appreciate you. I love you. I'm praying for you. Whatever the situation is, I'm telling you, I've had folks that I have called and said I was thinking about you and just wanted to touch base, and we would get into a little conversation, just a few minutes, and then they would say, I just feel so good after you call. I just feel lifted up. Like somebody cares. Amen. We all need to know that somebody cares. There's a lot of folks out there that need somebody to let them know that they care. Praise God. Father, I thank you tonight. Thank you for your blessings. Amen.